Wednesday night in the dorms here. Okay, first I want to I thought the shiur would be a little more interactive. It could be that we didn't get into the Masechta yet, so no one's really quite sure. But we didn't really learn anything yet, so to speak, on the daf. So no one, like, knows what to say. But I want to speak it out. There's, you know, this is what's called a blot shiur, as opposed to a pilpul shiur, I guess. Even though I could easily... But it's turning into a pilpul shiur. I mean, I sit and talk for 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Baruch Hashem, so far I'm doing it, but I really wanted to have a more interactive shiur where people would ask questions and think about what we're saying, and maybe I'm opening a can of worms, because people start asking me questions, and then I'll wish I hadn't said that. But I wanted it to be a little more interactive than just to talk for 45 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever. Okay, that's all. Now, I wanted to go over, someone asked me to go over a point, so I will do so. The Ran says, Iker HaNedeh Hu Be'echad Migimol Inyanim. What? Iker HaNedeh Be'echad Mishleisha Drachim. Iker HaNedeh V'chinuyav V'yodus. So, I want to share my reasoning with you. This is how my reasoning went when I learned the Ran. I said, you know, this is like Isha Nikneh B'Gimel Drachim. So you have a certain result called Kiddushin, and that can happen in one of three ways. And the three ways have nothing to do with each other. They each create Kiddushin. They're each a completely different Maisa Kinyan. One's Kesef, one's Shtar, one's Bia. There's no connection between the three. There are three different ways to achieve a goal called Kiddushin. Here by Neder, it's not Pasha to say that. We all instinctively or intuitively know that the Ran wouldn't say, for example, Neder hu be'echad mishivim inyanim. Spanish, French, English, Latin, Roman, because they're all the same thing. They're not different drachim. If Nedarim can be said in any language, so then that's one derech. You wouldn't say Hagbah hu be'echad mishlosha drachim, picking it up one tefach, picking it up two tefachim, and picking it up three tefachim. You wouldn't say that. So, Lechora, maybe the Ran is guilty, and this is what was bothering me. If Neder is a dibur that makes something awesome, so then after the dust clears and you have your psukim, marbe, this kind of dibur and that kind of dibur, but now you just end up with a dibur that makes something awesome. So why is it gibel drachim? And if it works, so it's a neder. What is a neder? Something that makes something usur. So if the Torah says this makes it usur and that makes it usur, this dibur makes it usur, that dibur makes it usur, so the chorah shouldn't be called echad mishlosha drachim. Whatever works is a neder. Because the definition of a neder is a dibur that makes something usur. So if the Torah tells me this dibur makes it usur, so it's a neder by definition. So what? So that's what was bothering me. I think the answer is that would be true. Dibur could be many things. When I talk, if I talk to you, so if you're not like talking lumdus and you're not analyzing, right? So you say, well, really, we could communicate by mental telepathy, by thinking. It's just my thought. But when I talk, since we can't read minds, so talking is just a way of expressing what's in our minds. But talking is not like dibur, talking. It's just an expression of thought. that is not true. In Hashkafa, in Torah, we talk about Torah, we're learning Torah. In Torah you find that there's Dibur, Maisa, and Machshava. The truth is that there are some Achronim who say, but they're wrong, that every Maisa Kinyan is just an expression of will. I want this should become yours. That really is what affects the Kinyan, some suggest. Except, you know, it's wishy-washy, so the Torah said, you know, do something. But it's really just a way to express your wishes. All right, but Pashtus is not like that. Pashtus, we're living in an Olam HaMaisa. If Hashem wants that window broken, he just has to, so to speak, express his will. That's called Vayomer, and we don't know what that means even. That's a very deep philosophical thought. What does it mean Hashem expresses his will? Hashem doesn't express anything. Okay, but at some point it says in the Torah, Vayomer Elokim Yehiyar, whatever that means. Hashem, he didn't say, you can be sure there was no voice it wasn't the tree in the forest that fell and no one heard. There were no sound waves that said, Yehiyar! No, maybe in the movies, Charles Heston, but not here, not in the Chumash. Vayomer Elokim Yehiyar is the Torah saying to us, and Hashem wanted there to be Yehiyar, and that will was expressed somehow. I don't even know what that means, but that's what it means. Vayomer Elokim. Hashem doesn't talk. No sound waves. Sound waves is a physical thing. That physical people create sound waves. Hashem doesn't create sound waves when he talks. How does Hashem communicate with people? He asked me not to say. But I would imagine it's close to parrot. I would imagine it's close to schizophrenia. I'm serious now. Where a person hears a voice in his head. There's no sound waves. Hashem doesn't make sound waves when he talks. If he wanted to, he could win the welterweight boxing championship. I mean, because he for sure doesn't. That's a physical thing. Hashem is not physical. If Hashem wanted to, could he take a human form and become... Hashem is not physical.
So we didn't truly hear it on Sinai?
We heard it was a voice. It's the way we really hear. No, what happens? Well, how do you ever hear? Wait a second. The sound waves, and it does something in your ear with the ear, and then it sends an electrical impulse to your brain. So when Hashem talks to you, he goes straight to the electrical impulse in your brain. That's all I'm saying. He doesn't make sound waves. Sound waves is physical. What?
By Harsina.
Yeah.
There was no sound?
I don't think so.
They saw it.
What did they see? We don't know what they saw.
That means there was nothing.
Raya Mesakoyos Alpi Pashtus means a degree of clarity that you have by seeing. Seeing is more clarity than hearing. And it's a degree of clarity. They saw the kolos. It's pushed by me that when Hashem talks to a person, there's no sound waves. That's physical. That's a sound coming from a voice box. And that's why the Rambam says a Navi has to be very... That's why it's one of the 13 Animamins that there's Nevuah. Otherwise, we would say the guy's a schizophrenic, pack him off to the crazy house, he's hearing voices. You hear voices in your head. A Navi's like crazy. Okay, well, how do I get to this? Yeah, in Jewish Hashkafa, Dibur is not an expression of thought. It's an important yesod, you have to hear it. Modern man, so to speak, everything's pragmatic. Like there are objective things in the Torah that are reality, because they're Alpi Torah, they're reality. There's a reality called Dibur, and it's more than expression of thought. It's dibur. There's a thing called dibur. When the words say something, that's what you'll see later. It's clear. The Gemara is going to talk about Yodus Nadorim. It's going to talk about Yesh Yad L'Kiddushin or Ein Yad L'Kiddushin. So all the Achronim, okay, well, we'll get to that, we'll see. I don't want to start a different topic. In the Jewish Lomdus, and that, I would call it even Ashkafa, in Lomdus, Dibur, you have Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. Those are three entities. Dibur is much more than an expression of thought. It's not just an expression of thought. There's something called Dibur. How would I define Dibur? When the words say something. So now I understand the Ran, because now I've refined my definition of a neder. Till now I was sloppy, mentally sloppy. I said neder is a dibur that asses the chayfetz. So I asked the question, so if it works, it's a neder. It's words that asser a chayfetz. So after the Torah finishes, it's Vayadaber Hashem El Moshe Lemoring, and I have all my limudim piled up like nice little pins. So whatever works is a neder. Like, why is that called neder hu bechad mishlosha drachim? The answer is no. The definition of a neder is a dibur that says that something should be asur, not something that makes something asur. It's not a result oriented thing. It's a dibur. A dibur. What is a dibur? When the words say it. I could say something that expresses my thought, but it might not be a complete sentence. You could figure out what I'm thinking. We're going to have, that's Yodayim. That's going to be Yodus Nadarim, and that's going to be a concept of Yodayim that the Gemara uses even by a dibur of Kiddushin. Not just by a dibur of Neder, but even by Harayat Mekudeshesli. We're going to learn now on Daf Zayin, Amitz Hashem, that there's a concept of Yod. When there's no real din of Dibur, but it's a truncated Dibur. So again, if Dibur would just be an expression of thought, so then anything that expresses my thought would be the same. Again, the Ran wouldn't say, Neder hu be'echad mishlosha drachim. And if the definition of... That's if dibur would be just an expression of thought. If neder would be a dibur that the Torah says asses an item, a result-oriented definition, like a legal definition, something that asses an item. So then anything that asses the item would be a neder. And again, you wouldn't have three categories. Teretz says it's wrong. Neder is a dibur that says that the item should be asur. It's not talking about the legal result. We're talking about now the definition of the word. The word exists prior to and above, so to speak, the legal accomplishment that it does. So in other words, you ask me what the word dibur means? Dibur means words that's a neder. Neder is a dibur that says, neder is a dibur that says the chayfet should be also. The words say it. Now I could say neder hu bechad mishlosha drachim. When you have a complete sentence and the words say it completely with a sentence, like we learned in school, with a subject and a verb and an object. You know, when I went to school, we had a diagram sentences. So before I went to work for art school, I knew what an adverb was and what an adjective was and what a participle was. So clearly what a participle is. But an adverb and an adjective, I know. And you make lines. Anybody here even know what diagramming sentences is? You make lines. And the big competition in the class was who could make up a sentence that when diagrammed will look most like a rocket ship. That's what we like sat the whole year in class, like figuring out, like John went to the store with Susan, and like that's gonna look most like a rocket ship, you know, because a rocket ship is like that. Anyway, this was in fourth grade. We also learned penmanship. And Mrs. Sussman sat there with a ruler. And if we looped the T's, wham! She came down on our knuckles with a ruler. And she didn't get fired. She got a promotion. Okay, so much for capital punishment in schools. What? and on JJ. Mrs. Sussman, she's probably in an old age home somewhere, I hope. I hated her. Ooh. Anyway, Dibur means when the words say so. So neder hu be'echad mishlosha derachim. Iker ha-neder, when you have a complete sentence, the kinuyov, which I want to define as slang, you don't know why yet that's correct, but as we learned around about kinuy, I'll show you that that's correct. And yodus means an incomplete sentence. Those are mitziuti forms of dibur. And there are three different types of dibur. When the words actually say it, when it's not really a dibur, it's slang, and when the words are incomplete and only imply it. The words don't say it, they imply it. But if the definition of dibur would be an expression of thought, then there would be no three things. And if the definition of neder would be a dibur that works, then again there would be no three things.
What causes the
chalois? The chalois, the neder causes the chalois.
The
dibur that says it should be asur, asurs. That's the din of neder. You know, you're asking good. The dibur that says, in fact, now that we realize that the definition of a neder, thanks to the Ran, we realize that the definition of a neder is a dibur that says it should be asur, and now the din of a neder is that when you have a dibur that says it should be asur, it becomes asur.
So it's still
now you could look at neder. No, that's the din of the Torah, is that when you have a dibur that says, the words say, let this be asur. So it taka becomes asur. But that's the definition of a neder is a dibur that says it should be asur. The Torah says it works. In fact, I would even call it now a self-fulfilling prophecy. When the words say it should become asur, it taka becomes asur. I do have an example, that's what I showed you last time. I do have an example with the din dibur in a certain area in the Torah is just an expression of thought. That's what I showed you, Kiveger by Bittel Chometz. That since the Ran says that there would be a problem if you wouldn't really mean it. So Kiveger says, why in the world would there be a problem if you didn't really mean it? That's classic Dvarim Shebalei Veinam Dvarim. So Kiveger answers, when do we say Dvarim Shebalei Veinam Dvarim? When they're against Dibur. So Machshava against Dibur loses. Dvarim Shebalei Veinam Dvarim. But when you Mevatel Yechametz, he says, one of his proofs is this Ran. But there's more proofs, and the Ramban says it in Psachim explicitly, and really Bittel helps Belev, which is one of the rayos that Bittel is not hefker or a different type of chalos. So Kiveger says, bittul is only an expression of what you're thinking. The real bittul takes place belayv. That's where it really takes place. And the dibur of bittul is merely an expression of your thought. So then there's no din of Dvarim Shebalev, says Kiveger. Beautiful. When is there a din of Dvarim Shebalev in Dvarim? When it's against Dvarim Shebapeh. But here it's not against Dvarim Shebapeh. It's against Dvarim Shebalev. Dvarim Shebalev against Dvarim Shebalev is good. Okay, that's the Ran. Now we go Vaita.
Can we just ask a question?
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that it's always good to have good definitions, what's the difference?
I just showed you a difference. Rebbe Kiveger and Psachim is a difference.
No, here whether we call it a dibur that makes something us or a dibur that says something us.
First of all, that's a very good question. The first answer is truth. That's the first answer. The second answer is that we didn't start learning yet. If I tell you that some Rishonim hold it on Yodus Nadorim, you don't get Malkus. So then already it's very important. Because that would be incomprehensible if the Dibur of Neder's definition would be a Dibur that makes something Asur, and there's a Ribuy HaKra that Yodus Nadorim makes it Asur, then that din would be incomprehensible. The only reason it's come now, now you could ask, now the question is not what's the difference anymore. Now the question is like, why? What like why? So as we learn through Maseches Nedarim, I believe we'll come up with answers. I could turn to you and say that's a philosophical question, but it's not. We'll see that it fits into the whole picture of Neder. Because when you realize what Bal Yachel Devaro really is really don't violate your words. Let's say according to the Rambam, it certainly don't violate your words, because you're not even violating the Isser of the Neder. So Bishlama, if the words are inviolate, the words are special, you said words, and the words made an Isser, so then it makes sense that there should be an Isser, don't violate your words. But if the words are just a stepping stone, and what's really going on is I'm making something Usser through my words, right? My words are just a tool, but like I'm making Usser through words, then it really doesn't make sense that there's an Isser, don't violate your words. The only Isser would be, so there's a lot of such ramifications. I even hold that the whole Hatoras Nedarim, we'll see as we learn through the Masechta, Bezus Hashem, that the whole Hatoras Nedarim is based on showing the shakiness of the words. The words don't hold up. I didn't mean to say those words.
So we threw out the idea that it creates a policy.
No, I'm talking about now the definition of Neder is not a Dibur that creates Isser. The definition of Neder is a Dibur that says it should be Usser. The Torah came along and said when you have a Dibur that says something should be Usser, it taka becomes Usser. I'm just changing the definition because of the Ran, for the Ran to make sense. There will be ramifications. Yodus is right away a ramification. We'll see. There's a din of pivoli by shav, and there will be ramifications. Okay. Now, the Karen. Okay. Okay. Let's go a little further in the Ran, because. Iker HaNeder is a complete statement. Now the Ran, very important Ran. The Ran says, Bein shehitfiso b'dover acher. Tfiso means a good English word, he attached it. He attached it to something else, meaning he said, Osir alai kikarbo. That's what we're going to be talking about. It's called hatfosa. You better get used to that word right now, because we're just going to talk about hatfosa. That he said, Osir alai kikarbon. Or maybe he just said, Dover zeh alai kikarbon, without even saying the word Osir. But the point is, the nekuda of Hatfasa is that he said, kikarbon, kehektesh. He latched it on to what we call a Dover hanodur, something that became Osir, something else, a different parsha, that something became Osir through a dibur of his. This is a neder. This will be a major, major machlokas rishonim. We're learning the Ran. The Ran holds neder does not need hatfasa, but he says ben shetfiso b'davar acher ben shelo etfiso zehu neder ha'omer b'Torah. Now, a balabos learning. I'm just saying that because there's no balabatim here. But if a balabos would be learning, so he would say that if the Ran says Bein Shetfiso B'Dover Acher Bein Shelo Etfiso, that's an Eder, then the Hatfasa is totally superfluous. Might as well leave it off totally. It's like an extra word. If I say Dover Zeh Osir Alai and it becomes Osir, then why would you even tell me? In fact, the Ran doesn't even make sense. Once you say it helps without Hatfasa, so what do you mean Bein Shetfiso B'Dover Acher Bein Shelo Etfiso? There's no point in saying Bein Shetfiso anymore. You say Bafilo lo hitfiso. Like, why would you even say Bein shehitfiso? Now it gets even more curious. Let's go weiter. Ella de hechashet fiso, when you are matfisit, be'inon, we require she had fisenu bedover hanodur v'loy bedover ha'osu. That means, this is a pasuk, the Ron's about to say, you cannot say harei dover zeh osur alai kechazir. That's called being matfis in a dover ha'osur, and that's no good. We're going to see why, hopefully. At the first level, it's a gzeres hakosuf. You could only be matfis, now, so the Ron's bothered by, you have to be matfis, the Gemara says, in a dover hanodur, meaning what your matfis in was also something that was chal through a dibur of yours. That's called a dover hanodur, karbon, hektish, something else that you asked at one time.
But didn't we also learn that a neder can only be made on something that was originally permitted to you?
Yeah. So. No, but the hatfasa, you say kikor zeh osur alai kehektish.
Right.
Kikor zeh osur alai kekarbon.
Chazer was never permitted. So right. Could you say it's like chazer?
Well, maybe that's one of the rationales given. That you can't say it's like chazer because it's very much not like chazer. We're going to learn. Meanwhile, it's a puzzle. But meanwhile, the Ron's bothered by if you could make an ether even without atfasa, so then how could you give me hagbalot in what I'm matfisin? Like, okay, let's drop the hatfasa. But the Ron doesn't really explain it, he just speaks it out. Ela shehechet tefiso be'inon, we require sheyatfisenu b'dover hanodur v'lo b'dover ha'osur. Ukad yarmina b'reish perek shvua shtayim basra. There are two perek shvua shtayim shehein arba. The name of the basra means the second one. The first and second perek in shvuas is shvua shtayim shehein arba. I'm sorry, first and third perek in shvuas is called shvua shtayim. Shvua shtayim shehein arba is how both programs start. So ukad yarmina b'reish perek shvua shtayim basra, the second perek shvua shtayim. My taima, the Omar Kro, Kiyidur Neder Lashem, so Nidor Neder, is a Chiyidur Bedover Hanodur. And now the Ron says, Klomar, because he has to explain what I thought you don't even need that fuss in the first place. So the Ron says, don't worry, Klomar, Sha'af al Pisha Neder Chol below at fuss, Afilu Hochi, Imitfiso, Be'inon, Shiatfiseno Bedover Hanodur, Velo Bedover Osir. Now, even a Balabas learning this Gemara, no offense, nothing wrong. Lomdus 101 should right away light a warning bell in your head and make you realize that you can't just say that when you're matzvis in something, according to the Ran, you've just uttered an extra word. Obviously, if you say, Afal bisha neder chol below atfasa, aval imitfiso, be'ino, we require. She had tisena b'dover another b'dover also. Like, why? Who cares? If it's good without it, like, how are you spoiling it by using the wrong metaphor? So really, David here suggested an answer that you taka ruin it by saying a wrong metaphor because you can't make it also like chazer because chazer was always also. So enechanami, you could say it should be also, period. But once you say it should be also like chazer, you taka ruined it. Taka makes sense that you ruined it because you can't make it also like chazer. So we'll see. But I want to talk about I want to go back and say that even before we get to this part of the Ran about afal pisha neder chol below hatfasa im hitfiso be'inon we require shiatfisena b'dover anodav loy b'dover ha'asur, which needs explanation. But even just again, I want to go back. Just the Ran saying Bein shehitfiso b'dover acher Bein shelo hitfiso has to tell you logically that atfos is meaningful, not meaningless. Besides the Ran later, you wouldn't say Bein shehitfiso Bein shelo hitfiso if it was meaningless. You would say Bein tzarech lahatfis. You want to make atfos? Gesundte hate. What do I care? So now I want to go back. I want to show you a Ran in Shavuos, which is really it's a stira. Oh, I need a Gemara Shavuos. Could somebody? I thought I brought one. I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. The truth is, the Ran I'm about to learn is not like the Ran here. We're going to learn a Ran in Shavuos that says Neder does need Hatfasa. I'm not interested now in the steer in the Ran. The sugya of Hatfasa in Masechet Shavuos is very, very complicated, and there's a lot of Shitas Rishonim, and it's entirely possible that the Ran I'm about to tell you is explaining the Shitas Harif. And it's, you know, like, don't worry about the Stira of Ran. I'm not here to say a brilliant piece of Torah and answer the Stira in Rans. Probably the Ran there is explaining the Rif Shita or the Ramban Shita, and here he's saying his own Shita. But I want you to hear what Neder with Hatfasa is, and then we can come to our Ran. If you remember the Chinuch in Parshas Yisro, when he talks about Neder, he said like this. He said, really, this Nidre, that really, the granddaddy of the power a person has to make something that's Mutter Osir is Nidre Hekvish. So the Parsha of Nidre Hekvish, which is not the Parsha of Nidre Yisr, Parsha of Nidre Hekvish we learned last week, Ish Ki Yaktish is Beisol Hashem, Kodesh Hashem. The Parsha of Nidre Hekvish, the Chinuch says in Parshas Yisro, on the love of Losiso Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, and he talks about Nedarim there, the granddaddy of a person being able to make a neder that asers Dabar HaMutter is already in the Parsha of Nidre Hekvish. That's the source, the Chinuch says. Then the Torah comes along and says, in the Parsha of Nedarim, an inyan that's doimet to Hekvish. This is how powerfully the Chinuch says it. We proved from all the Rayas, if you remember, because you could even say when you make something Hekvish, you bechal don't aser it. So we proved that when you make something Hekvish, you do aser it. It's part of what you are doing. But in the Chinuch, we see really a bit further that's the source of the ability of a person to make something aser. The Parsha of Nidre Yisr is like a stepchild. That's how he says it. The Indians, normally you don't say such things. Each parish in the Torah has its own koach. And I'm going to tell you that's what I think the Ran holds. With Hatfasa, without Hatfasa, I want to say a chiddush that your mom is doing two, you're using two different sources. It's like if the generator goes out, oh, Shabbos, you use a different generator. You could use the generator as your power source to make something also. You could use as your power source the Parsha of Nidre Hekdesh. That's the power source that gives you the power to make something Mutter Asur. Or you can use the power source of the Parsha of Nedarim. That says you can, that's what we're going to see. The Chinuch says there's only one power source. The Inyan Zeh, the idea of Nidre Isser, where you make something that's Mutter Asur, Domele Hekdesh. Shemotsonu Matorah, it has as its precedent as its power source, Nidre Hekdesh. She yesh koach ba'odom lahakdesh es shalo, the divrei piv, the yiyye osur miyad, lo ulchol ha'olam, kidachsiv, the ish ki yakdesh is based on kodesh l'ashem, uchmochein yesh lo koach al atzmo, lesor devorim al gufa. So I see in the Chinuch that there's only one power station to asur adavar ha'mutter. And that power station is the Parsha of Nidre Hekdesh. The Parsha of Nidre Isser says you could plug into that power station of Nidre Hekdesh and without making the thing holy, you can make something Osir. But you're plugged into that. That's what the Chinuch says. And now I'll show you, it's Kedai to get in more Shavuos, but there's no time now. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. It's explicitly in the Ran. In fact, the Ran's going to say in Shavuos that's all that there is. And in Shavuos says, that's what Hatfasa means. I'm plugging it, brothers are also like a carbon. It's not just, you know, tra-la-la, like what? You can say it should be usher like my
like my grandmother's heirloom is also for me to touch. And you can say it should be also like, you know, okay, it's also like a carbon. It's real. We're not talking about, you know, as a matter of speaking, what am I comparing it to? I'm not telling fairy tales. It should be also like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, like Hector. That's Hector. Great Marshall. No, you're plugging into the parasha of Hektish. It should be also like Hektish means I'm using the power granted to me in the by the Torah in the parasha of Hektish. That's where the source that I can make something mutter also is, and I'm plugging into that koach when I make this thing also. That's what Hatfasa means. We'll see it in the Ran in Shavuos. The Ran says you have to have Hatfasa. I'll say a lashon of the Ran Shavuos. We'll see it tomorrow night. Bring a Gemara Shavuos. It's a funny lashon. It's like contradicts everything we've learned till now. He says, otherwise, you don't have a koach to make something mutter usher. Where do you get that koach from? You get it from the parsha of Nidrei Hektish.
Yeah.
What? No, that's a Dabra Nodah, other rabbin. Dabra Nodah always means something like Hektish or a Korban. That's what Dabra Nodah means. No, but if you hold, you need a Tfasa, there was never a first Nether. It's like in Pirkei Avos. How did they make the first pliers? Who made the first Nether? If Nether needs a Tfasa, who made the first Nether? So someone had to make Hektish first. That was a Hektish. And then somebody said, Pas ze osra like ke Hektish. Then someone can come along and say, Pas ze osra like ke Pas ze. But you're all plugged into the one power station. That's the Ran and Shavuos. That's the Lashon HaRan. It sounds funny, but he says it in the context of saying you need a Tfasa. Because the only place that you have a power to make something usher is in the parsha of Nidrei Hektish, and you have to plug into that parsha. But that means it's a tremendous chiddush. It means I want to see the Ran inside tomorrow, the Ran and Shavuos. When I say Dover Zeh usher alike ke Hektish, I'm not like drawing kedusha from there to here. I'm plugging into my power. I'm saying it should be like Hektish, and that's my power to make something usur is from the parsha of Hektish. I'm like drawing that power source.
That's as opposed that to saying it has the same usurim that the Hektish has on me. I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't
no,
do that. It also
no.
has that too.
It has the Isur Hanoah.
It has all the usurim that the Hektish would have.
Well, now we could.
Hektish would mean on the.
We'll see. Let's say I say the problem is you raise. I don't know if you realize it. You're raising a problem. Let's say I say achilas kikar ze osur alai kehektish. So then what? But the way I'm saying it, I think it's better because I'm not saying really this should be like hektish. I'm saying that I am making this osur with the power granted by me to that. But that's the Ran and Shavuos that holds you have to have a Tfasa. The Ran and the Dorim, and forget about the Steer, I told you. The Ran and the Dorim I hold, when you say a Nether with a Tfasa, without a Tfasa, you have mamish two different energy sources. You could plug into there, and you could plug into the Parsha of Nidrei Yisr, and just say, this should be Osir. And the Torah gave me the power in the Parsha of Nidrei Yisr. We'll see. And that has mamish huge ramifications. Just to give you one example, quick. There's a sugya later that suggests that there's me'ila when you make a neder. You moil, there's a parsha of me'ila when you moil. So the Mishnah Lamelech suggests, he says it as a question, I'm saying it definitively. He says that's only in a neder with a tfasa. That's when there's me'ila in a neder. But when you make a neder without a tfasa, there's for sure no me'ila. So he says it as a chakira, and I say adarabba, for sure not. When you make hatfasa, you're using that power of the isser of hektish. It's a hektish dikka isser. It's not holy. Also, maybe it's like so tinged with holiness the type of Isser you created is a holy Isser. A holy Isser. Or you can make it Osir Stam, Osir. But you can't make it also like Chaser. See, that you can't do.
Can you make something, can you make Hektish using Hatfasa or no?
Theoretically, I guess, but then the Hatfasa would perhaps just be a Marshal. I mean, Hareza Hektish Kazeh. Then I would say it's just a figure of speech.
Because that would have quite possibly two power sources.
But it doesn't, you don't need the second one. You have its own. Okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Billy Nether. Billy Nether.